Mindy, a servant remnant. In Exodus 32, we read the following story. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron. We know Moses stayed on Mount Sinai 40 days, so nearly 6 weeks. If you wait down there, the bottom of the mountain, it's a long time, 6 weeks. Now they gather together against Aaron, the brother of Moses. Up, up, make us gods. Do something about it. Gods which shall go before us, for as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And then Aaron had an idea. He knew about their greed, the greed for possessions. And he said, okay, break off the golden earring, which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, interesting, sons with earrings, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And maybe Aaron hoped they won't do that, because it's my earring, I don't want to give it away. What's written in verse 3? And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. Whew. Surprising, isn't it? They gave it away, their golden earrings. Wow. Now Aaron is in a dilemma. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these be your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord, the golden calf. Horror in the sight, in the eyes of God. They rose up early on the morrow, early. They're in the desert, but they rose up early and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Yeah. And then Moses came down with the two tablets of stone, with the Ten Commandments. We see here a mild Aaron and a wild Moses breaking the tablets, furious. And then, this interesting passage, God says to Moses, let me kill them all at once. And Moses starts pleading for the people. He's tested by God. And Moses says, oh no. And God says, I want you to be the father of a new people. Out of your body, I will create a new people. And this is something very, very honorable, isn't it? You are the father of a people. But Moses says, oh no, do not kill them. Imagine, what will all the heathen neighboring peoples say? Oh, God was not able to deliver them out of Egypt, bring them through the desert. He had to kill them all there. Oh no, what will they tell about you? That you are not mighty enough and so on. And then Moses pleads for the lives of these sinners and says, I'm willing to die and not receiving eternal life. they can survive. What can we see? Love. Compassion. Moses acts like Jesus. Test, exam, passed. Moses, okay, he passed the exam. Jesus wants us to have compassion. He has come to save, not to destroy his people.